Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Prayer Principles. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
This is how doctrines get started. Maybe well-known, well-respected preachers, highly thought of Christians that people think are very spiritual, they pray for somebody and they don't get healed, or they try to stand and believe for somebody and they don't get delivered, and they say, well, it just must not have been God's will. These men were handpicked by Jesus, right? They were authorized by Jesus. They were appointed and anointed and sent by Jesus, and they didn't get the boy set free. Did that mean it wasn't God's will for the boy to be free? No. Because as soon as Jesus came, he ministered to him, and the boy was set free. Somebody failing to get healed doesn't prove that that's God's will. Right? When people minister to somebody and they didn't get results, that doesn't mean that there's no healing. That doesn't mean that there's no deliverance. It means somebody failed to receive. Yes. And let's don't blame our failure to receive on God's will.
Amen.
Right?
Yes.
So picking up at that point, after this, the boy has been set free. In verse 28, Mark 9, 28, are you there? Mark 9:28. Let me pray over you a little bit further before we read this. Father, let your word come strong into the hearts of your people today. Grant us all eyes to see and ears to hear. Let there come revelation and truth, freedom. And we purpose not to be hearers only, but doers. In Jesus' name. Amen. Say it at least one time, I'm a doer of the word of God. Verse 28. This is right after the boy has been set free. The Bible said, when he was coming to his house, his disciples asked him privately, why could not we cast him out? Why? Well, hold your place right there and turn back real quickly to Matthew 17, because it's the same account, same story, I should say, in Matthew. But he says some things that Mark didn't say. We want to put them together. Matthew, hold your place in Mark, please, but go to Matthew 17. Are you there?
Yes, sir.
Verse 18, Matthew 17, 18. Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, why could not we cast him out? In other words, why did you get him set free? And we went through all the motions and nothing happened. And Jesus said to them, here's the answer right here, verse 20. He said to them what?
Because
of your unbelief. Now that's the answer, right? That's it. Because of your unbelief. That's why they failed to get the boy set free. How many believe that's the reason for failures today?
Yes, sir.
I mean, so many things that didn't happen, that could have happened, that should have happened, it comes back to this, because of unbelief. Is there any cure for unbelief?
Yes, sir.
What is it? How does faith come?
Amen.
Comes by hearing. Can you hear too much good word?
No.
Now, can you have too much faith?
No.
Thank God for the word that pushes out unbelief. He said, because of your unbelief. For verily I say to you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, it don't take too much. You shall say to this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, it'll remove, and nothing shall be impossible to you. Howbeit, this kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting. The King James has that. I know some modern translations don't include that. Sometimes the devil try to tell people, well, that's your problem. You don't have enough faith. You need to ask him, how much does it take?
Yeah. Amen.
Real faith of God is potent stuff.
Yes, it is.
I'm talking about a little bit goes a long way.
Yes.
Right? I mean, if you listen to the enemy, he try to tell you every day, oh, you don't have enough. You don't have enough. And you can read and pray and go to church and feed on the word. Do I have enough now? No, not yet. You got enough? Weeks can pass. Do I have enough yet? No, you don't have enough. Years can pass. Do I have enough? No. This is a big part of it. The word's got to be mixed with faith for there to be a release of power. But then also, your faith must be acted upon. You don't have to know all the Bible. You don't have to feel like you got more faith than anybody around. Just act on a little bit of faith, and you'll see amazing results. He said, if you had faith like a grain of mustard seed, you speak to that mountain, and it'd be removed. How many believe that he meant what he said and said what he meant? Powerful. We'll go back to Mark 9 now. Now, just in answering the question, they said, why couldn't we get this boy delivered? What's the answer? What? Because of your unbelief. That's the answer to the question. Now let's keep reading here, though, in Mark 9. Verse 28, his disciples asked him privately, why could not we cast him out? And he said to them, this kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. I want to talk to you today about prayer and fasting. Is everybody excited?
Yes.
If it's in the Bible, it's got to be good.
Amen.
Right? The Lord didn't give us any unnecessary, superfluous stuff. For one thing, like I mentioned to you, some modern translations don't include that, 21st verse in Matthew 17. Some modern translations don't include the word and fasting in this verse in Mark 9. But there are numerous other verses that bring this thought. Let me read some of them to you. In the Old Testament, the Bible said Daniel set his face to seek the Lord by prayer and supplication with fasting. In the New Testament, Luke said Anna was a widow, 84 years old. She never left the temple, served and worshiped God night and day with fastings and prayers. Everybody say fastings and prayers. In the book of Acts, that's New Testament, isn't it? Acts. You see that Cornelius in Acts 10 was a praying man. Bible said he prayed to God always. And then he told him, while I was praying and fasting, he had this visitation of the Lord. In the 13th chapter of Acts, the elders of the church at that region, as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said something to them about choosing Barnabas and Saul and sending them out for that apostolic work. And then the Bible said, when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. Now, I think we need some mind renewal in this area. Everybody say fasted and prayed. Can you do that in 5 minutes? Huh? Well, it must have been some time that passed, right? They had to have at least skipped one meal, right? That takes more than 10 minutes, right? Or 30 minutes. You can't say, boy, I fasted for an hour. Right? That ain't much fasting, is it? And in the 14th chapter of Acts, it says again, they ordained them elders in every church and they prayed with fasting. Everybody say that phrase out loud again. Prayed with fasting. Fasting. Now, fasting means literally what you think it means. It means abstaining, particularly from food. Abstaining from food. But how many know it could include bigger areas than that? You can fast things other than food. Right? Now, in talking about fasting, well, let's define a little bit what it is and why you do it, because people have gotten off on numerous of these places. For one, sometimes people will take that phrase, this kind doesn't come out but by prayer and fasting, and they conclude that you pray the enemy away or you fast the enemy away. or they conclude that praying gives you authority, or fasting gives you authority or power over the enemy. This is not correct. Did you hear me? Does praying give you more authority over the enemy?
No, sir.
Why would it? Is our authority not in the name of Jesus?
Yes.
Does our praying make that name any greater?
No, sir.
No. Our power is in the Holy Spirit. We don't make Him greater by fasting. Right? The fasting doesn't give us authority. The fasting doesn't give us power over the enemy. But the fasting is an important tool. Fasting affects you. Right? And we are a big factor in this thing. Now, we said prayer is communion with God, fellowship with God. Fasting is abstaining, abstinence from things, get this now, in order to fellowship with God. It's not just fasting for the sake of fasting, but it's fasting and prayer. You see how many times we read that together? Fasting and prayer. I've known of situations where people went on 14-day fasts and people went on 40-day fasts. I know some people who broke their health down on 40-day fasts. You know, that kind of fast is rare in the Word, a 40-day fast. Very rare. You got to remember that this whole book covers centuries. And you got to remember all the different lives that are represented here and the circumstances. Moses was up on the mount with God for 40 days, didn't eat and drink, but he was caught up in the glory. Right? And he was fellowshipping with God. He wasn't up there just seeing how long he could fast. Right? He wasn't just fasting to be fasting. It was fasting and prayer. He was communing with God. Elijah, the Bible said, went 40 days in the strength of some supernatural food that the angel prepared for him.
Yeah.
Right? I reckon that'd go a lot further than your average beans and bread.
Sure.
Right?
Amen.
But then also Jesus, when he was in the wilderness and he was tempted, he was not just out there proving how long he could fast. He was communing with God, close with the Father, in order to overcome every temptation. Right? So it's not just fasting to prove something. It's not just fasting to break your flesh. It's abstinence from one thing so that you can do something else more fully.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Prayer Principles, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.